What up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Six Packs with Expats.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Carl.
And we are
CP Travel.
Squirrel. I'm also tired of shit right now.
We are fortunate enough to be blessed with a part two with the one and only Jennifer W. So we're just going to get right into it, y'all. I'm going to keep 100 with y'all. What are we talking about, y'all?
Jennifer, anybody ever tell you kind of look like a Kerry Washington?
Yes.
Oh, Kerry Washington?
Yes.
Who is that?
She's from Scandal.
Oh, not Kerry Hilson, but Kerry Washington.
Miss Kerry.
Yes. I thought her name was something else, Washington.
I met her, I didn't meet her, but I saw her out in public in real life, and I was like, I look nothing like her. She has a big forehead.
I believe it.
And her makeup wasn't right. It made her look too pale.
Oh. She's not even cute.
No, she's pretty, but I just
meant like lip.
When I saw her in person, I was like, I could see how we favor, but I don't look like her. Right. She don't look like me.
Shout out to like people saying the word favor, like, oh yeah, y'all favor.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all favor each other a little bit.
Blessed and highly flavored.
I love that. Nah, yeah, Kerry Washington, she cool. I date her, I marry her. I guess she proposed.
How you go from she cool, I date her, I marry her.
that's all
the way.
So while we're on the subject of dating and marrying, in Taiwan, what's the dating scene like, y'all? Let's keep it 100 with our listeners.
Oh man, see, it's completely different for men and for women.
Okay, how so? Jennifer, when's the last time a bae slid up in your DMs like, hey girl, let's go out? Or is that even how it happens?
That is how it happens. But, I mean, a lot of the times, honestly, I stopped messing with Tinder. But, like, if I swiped right more, I'd probably have more matches. But I don't. I'm swiping left so much. Mm. Ladies, you're going to swipe left more than you ever have in your entire life.
Wait,
you hit Taiwan.
Serious question. Serious question. Because I'll be trying to figure this out. Which way is this? That a swipe left or a swipe right?
Left.
That's a swipe left.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm swiping. I'm literally going this way. Yes. So if I like somebody, I go, ooh.
Yes, swipe right.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So, yeah, basically, I mean, your social life is what you make it, honestly. If you join the apps, you'll probably meet more people. But if you don't, if you live in a big city and you physically go to places, you'll meet a lot of people. But if you live in a smaller city, you need to join apps.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff I've been able to do and the people I've met is through apps and through Facebook group pages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how, like, you meet people out here, especially in a small town. If you're in a big town, you could just, like, go to stuff in your town because there's a lot of stuff going on with foreigners. But if you're in a small town, you have to join groups and join apps to meet people and then go to those bigger cities. But at least you know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, versus just... somebody. Going random to the mall or something.
That's fair.
So, Patrick, why are you anti-apps?
I mean, I'm not necessarily anti-apps. Yeah, just don't... I'm not anti-apps.
Do you use them?
No.
So you're anti-apps?
No, just means I don't use them.
Which means you're anti-apps?
No.
Are you racist?
No.
Are you anti-racism?
Yes.
All right, so it means you're anti-apps.
Those are two different things.
Yeah, but the same likeliness.
Nigga, you got short hair.
What does that
mean? Are you anti-hair?
Yeah.
Do not...
That's not the same thing. Anti-hair.
Exactly. You see what the fuck I'm saying?
Hair is a choice, but racism and apps are.
Hair is definitely a choice.
You can choose to be
racist.
You don't
shave?
You could choose to be.
You don't shave?
No, I don't shave.
You got a wild bush going on down there?
First of all, yeah, you got to be natural. I'm all natural.
So you anti-shave?
No. I'm pro-natural.
So you pro-natural? If you're pro-natural, you got to be anti-shave.
It's not true.
It's what you just
anyway,
said.
Anyway, why?
Exactly. I didn't say I'm anti-apps.
Why don't you use apps? What's wrong with apps?
Because I don't want to use them.
Why not?
Because I don't want to. I don't.
Are you afraid that you find somebody you really like and then you have to be forced into commitment?
Nah. First of all, I ain't never forced into commitment. Forced into
commitment
through your
emotional connections.
Nah. I just don't want to use the app. I think the dating scene, is for, at least in Taiwan, is different for men than it is for women. Especially for foreigners. For men, I feel like it's a little bit easier for us to go out and find people that we're interested in, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about kind of having to vet somebody the same way women do. When women join social media apps, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, or they join dating apps, it's kind of like, all right, cool, I need to vet you. I need to see what you're about before I get involved with you.
Basically, like, unless you're a girl that's trying to, like, just bang a lot of dudes, you know, it's hard. It's hard. If you're somebody that, like, lives by a certain moral code, then yeah, it's hard. But if you're somebody whose moral code is more laxed I guess you could say, okay, if that's possible for a moral code to be lax.
I was about to say, like, just then, you can't say, like, if you live by a moral code.
I mean, I'm just saying,
you
like,
know, some people moral code.
If you
is
live
a
by
certain,
that's true. That's
code.
True. So if you're moral, I mean, I guess if you
thieves
say,
got rules too.
I mean, that's true. So I mean, if it's lax, then the apps are fine because then you don't care. Like, if a guy slides in your DM, is like, oh, I just want to bang. And like, maybe that's what you want to do. Like, maybe you want to do what they want to do. But for more guys, it's easier because they're like more. I think more foreign expats, males, are more desirable, especially black ones.
That's
I'm not saying that, like, black women aren't desirable. Like, black women are definitely desirable.
Oh, no,
like,
definitely.
Hello. But, like, not at the end of the day, I think it's more of, like, a just a sexual desire. Not like a real, like, I could really be in a relationship with this person type of desire, you know? But I know white expats that have also had Asian men from Taiwan slip in their DMs and say, I just want to bang. So it's for all foreign women, honestly.
That's fair. You know, that's fair. I will say this though, like me, like I love black women. I only date black women. Like that's all
not
I like.
Taiwan. Look at,
That's all. Hey, you know what? Smashing and dating, two different things. All right. If I'm trying to beat, then you know what? I'm gonna lean towards what's available. But if I'm looking for something that's long term, I'm keeping it real. Also, your headphones are on backwards. Stop doing that shit, man. It's got an R and an L on it for a reason.
I can still hear it from
But if I'm trying to look for something long-term committed, then yes, I'm going to lean towards a black woman. Out here, it's a little bit more difficult to find that.
It's a little bit more difficult. Women.
And you know what?
Because you're not on the apps, man.
I ain't got to get on no damn apps, G.
That's where they at.
They ain't on the apps. No, no. Honestly, this is something that I do find has been a little bit difficult. Being a black man and trying to get onto like the dating scene in Taiwan with other black women, a lot of them naturally assume that you have that all you're trying to do is be like a lot of them just assume that like nah, that's what you want. And it's like nah, that's not entirely the case. Like you were saying earlier, this is part one of the podcast, how you know you might meet someone and then you know you might be like, hey, let's go out, we're both foreigners, let's go out and have a drink and talk, right, something like that. A lot of times people just assume like, okay, this is code for you trying to make something happen. It's not happening. And again, it don't always be like that. I'm like, no, sometimes I'll see somebody, I'm like, you
and
know
usually
what?
I don't ever take it that way. Like if the guy's like, let's go have drinks, it's really let's go have drinks.
Yeah.
Like in Taiwan.
And
it
see,
usually
and
is
you,
let's go have drinks.
And you're different. You're different than a lot of
people.
Because
you don't know
people.
That person. I mean, in Taiwan it's usually okay, yeah, we really want to have drinks. Like,
but again, some people though, some people, and again, maybe it's just the people I've been interacting with or that I've seen, or people who have been here for a long time, they have different experiences with other people, but they say, all right, cool, this person's trying to go out and have drinks or get coffee or whatever. I don't even drink coffee, so it's always hot chocolate for me. But if we're trying to go out and get a drink or something, then they have an ulterior motive. They're trying to lead up to something else. And it's not always the case. And I do feel like that has made the dating scene a little bit more difficult for, I won't even say for people of color, I'll just say, or men of color, or black men, I'll say for me.
Honestly, I think that,
speak for everybody else.
I think a lot of black women are looking for something serious. And,
even a bra?
Yeah. And I think that a lot of the men in Taiwan specifically are not serious.
But
and I think a lot of that, especially like a lot of the black women in Taiwan will probably date Africans.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not dating a Taiwanese guy, they'll date an African. And the thing with the Africans is that, again, you don't know what social status they're coming from, and that shapes their mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're looking for a lot, I don't think a lot of the African guys are serious at all. And I think that, you know, they've been out here having a lot of fun, and we know what that means, because they're like a fetish, and they take advantage, full advantage of that. The fact that they know that these Taiwanese women want them, they want to experience them. And so I don't think they're looking for anything really serious at all. So I think it just makes it, it's just kind of like, and I think a major part of that too is because they know that they're not going to stay in Taiwan forever. They're going to eventually leave and go back to their country. And most women, you know, most black American women, how many of them are going to go back to your country with you? You're African. Like, they're not. Just like most Taiwanese women aren't. You know, they may act like they are. They may be going strong with the African guy for 5 years in Taiwan. But when he says, I want to go back to, you know, the Gambia, are you gonna go with him? I mean, is she gonna go with him? Because most likely she ain't. You know what I'm saying? She talk all that mess, and then he's like, "All right, I got the ticket," and she's like, "Eh," because she's scared because of what she knows about Africa, even though she's been dating an African guy for 5 years. I think it's the same thing with some African Americans. So I think it's, for me, it's like, if you're not trying to, I think the serious person that you can really have a serious relationship with in Taiwan is a Taiwanese person, period. Because there's more of them than anybody else. If you're a black woman and you're not trying to be open to a Taiwanese man, I don't think you're really going to find love in Taiwan if that's what you're looking for.
No, I'm going to disagree with that. I don't think that you have to be looking specifically for a relationship or it's only open to a relationship with a Taiwanese person.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're more likely to have a long-term serious relationship with a Taiwanese person in Taiwan versus a foreign person if you're foreign too. Because I feel like most people that are expats out here, foreign expats, they're not looking for something serious. And that includes the Africans. Everybody who's not Taiwanese. Like, you know?
I'm gonna still have to disagree with that because... So my last couple of relationships, they've always been long-distance relationships. And my ex, she lived out here. She moved out here. She lived out here for a year. Didn't like it. We ended up breaking up. But I said, like, all right, cool. My next relationship is going to be someone that I meet while I'm traveling. Because if I meet somebody while I'm traveling, then it's like a similar mindset as me. Someone who is down for maybe not even going back to America, but for doing this expat life, right? And if we don't like this place, if we both don't like this place, or we both like this place, then we can stay. We're open to it. And I think, honestly, finding someone that you like doesn't even matter like what race they are, but if you find somebody who's doing something similar to you, in my case, living abroad, traveling, then I think it'll yield a more successful relationship than just finding someone in a place.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of the expats here don't take me as people who are serious. That's what I'm saying, no matter what color they are, no matter what country they're from. They don't take me as serious at all. That's just how I feel. So I feel like if you're African American, you should be open to dating a Taiwanese guy. Like, don't close your mind off to that.
Okay.
Because that's a way that you can learn Chinese, first off. You can learn another language, practice your Chinese, you know. And that's also a really great way to really get to know the culture. And that's what a lot of expat males do. That's why they date Taiwanese girls, because they speak the language, they know Taiwan like they will never know Taiwan. So it's like they really get to experience the country through a real, through a real citizen. And it's like the best deal, you know what I'm saying? You get like, you know, companionship, and you get to really experience the country. So I just feel like that's the best way to really experience. Listen. People, expats aren't serious out here. I feel like none of them are.
That is fair.
I feel like maybe there's other countries where they are serious. But so I feel like if you're looking for something serious, I think it's least likely to happen here unless it's with a Taiwanese person.
That's very fair.
But I feel like if you're open to dating a Taiwanese person, then this is the place to go. And again, I think that people need to understand, Taiwanese people are all colors. Taiwanese people are not like Japanese people. They don't all look the same.
I mean, Japanese people don't look the same.
But a lot of them do, though. They have dark hair. They're all very pale. Japanese people are more pure than Taiwanese people. That's a fact. Because Taiwanese
pure Japanese
people,
yeah, because yes, Japan is a very homogenous culture.
Yes, it's very
culture.
Homogenous. And Taiwan, to a lot of people don't know, they don't know anything about Taiwan. But Taiwan is a mix of Chinese, Japanese, and Aboriginal people. So they are mixed people. And right. They very much represent that and look that way. So you can find, you know, a lot of different type of looks that you'd be surprised, honestly. So I think that you should be open, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's important that we contextualize.
Or Filipino.
I mean, yeah, they do be Filipino. I do think it's important, though, that we provide some context.
Shout out to the Filipinos.
Shout out to the Filipinos. Yeah. I love y'all. Boop.
They the bomb.
Shout out to all the parents.
But it's important that we contextualize, like, our experiences based on our dating
I guess, perspective. Like me, for example, I've been out here for almost 8 years. So, no offense, but when somebody says, like, oh, no, like, you wouldn't be serious, like, I'm an expat. Yeah, but I've been here for a long time.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas you, you've been out, again, no offense, you've been out here only 6 months. So, yeah. Again, your experiences might shape things differently, you know, at least your perspective on them. Like I'm pushing 30, so it's like, all right, cool. At some point, I'm going to have to get into a relationship that lasts for a minute. You know,
But again, have
that,
you?
Oh yeah, no, I've done. Yeah, I've been. Yeah, I've been in very long relationships.
But they were long distance.
They were long distance. Yeah, and that again, that's the other thing. But I wanted. Well, I wanted to bring this up too, because you talked about how if you were looking for something potentially serious, then it would be a good idea to date someone who was Taiwanese or who's local from that place. Or again, speaking from an expat perspective,
I said you're more likely to find that with someone who's Taiwanese because there's more of them here.
Yes. So my bad again. I ain't trying to misquote nobody. So I'm glad you corrected me. But how do you feel when you see someone dating? Like for example, if I was dating a Taiwanese girl, would you feel a certain kind of way about that? Like
no, because this is Taiwan, and they're the majority.
Okay, well, see, the reason I say that is because there is what's the word that I'm looking for? There's definitely a coalition of people who see that, and they feel a certain kind of way.
I know, like, I know what you're saying.
Like,
yeah.
You got like, I'm like, oh, look at these black men
but
coming out here talking
yeah,
to,
but,
who
but
only
I
talk
mean,
to Taiwanese girls. Right, and then they get upset, they get angry or whatever, or you know, they'll wear it on their faces or they'll like talk shit about you if you go out.
Yeah, I don't really care because I don't really care because I feel like if I were a black guy, I'd be dating a Taiwanese girl too. I'm in Taiwan. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm in Taiwan. Like,
I'm saying, just let people do what they want.
I'm just saying, like, you're in a country where they are the majority. You're going to date a Taiwanese girl. Like, it's a, like, trust me. Like, that, I mean, to me, people have to look at it from a realistic point of view. Mm-hmm. They're the majority. There could be black girls here, but do you have a connection with them? You don't just date somebody because they're black. Like, that's stupid. You wouldn't do that in the States. Why would you do that here? You know, there's more selection of Taiwanese women here to find a connection with than black women. So you're more likely to run into them before you're to run into us. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if you're dating a Taiwanese girl. I think most foreigners have dated like Taiwanese women. I mean, you're in Taiwan or a Filipino woman. My coworker has a Filipino girlfriend, but he has a complex though. Like he has a power complex. Like I think he likes to reign over somebody, and he likes to know that she's from like a poor country. Like I think he liked that. Like that boosts his ego to know that like she meets him and she's like from that country that's less than. Like he's one of those people.
I hope you don't hear this podcast.
Oh,
we
sorry.
We definitely tagged you in this.
Well, no, he's not my friend.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't add him on any social media. He added me.
Alright.
Because we're not really friends, and that's the thing. Like,
no, that's
if bad. You're not really friends with somebody, then you shouldn't be fake. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he added me on Facebook after 6 months of me working here, only to ask me a question on Facebook, and then he added me. But I'm like, I've been here for 6 months. So I just deleted it, because the reality is we get along, kind of, not really.
We
he gets on my nerves.
We got a work relationship.
Yeah.
That's
it. He's one of those Capricorns that I don't like. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, yeah, I just rejected his Facebook post. Like, yeah, I just rejected it. Like, we rejected his friend. But yeah, that's what I was saying. So yeah, so
date
that's a situation
you want to
like yeah,
be happy.
Date.
I think that
black women should try to date Taiwanese men because they need to expand and they need to see that there's other people that you can have connections with. And not just that, it's just a cultural thing. Like you get to really experience the culture. Listen, if I could find a nice like Taiwanese guy that wasn't like a perv, I would totally date him. Like seriously, I would totally date him. But a lot of the guys, it's just you have to have the right vibe. That's what it is. You gotta have the right vibe, like, and you gotta be a little bit urban, you know. And they're out here. Believe me, they're out here. All these Taiwanese people aren't
Taiwanese
like hot
with
folks. Yeah, we're not that. But you just gotta be down. Like your mind, how you think. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be kind of like know certain things and be like, okay, be able to understand and listen and go there with culture and my culture and stuff like that. So I just feel like, yeah, I don't have a problem with that because I'm never. It's Taiwan. I would have more of a problem with that really in America, if because there's more options. Mm. You know, there's more options for you with black women. So it's like, okay, well, it's like, damn, you know. But then again, it's like, I mean, people are going to date who they're going to date. Who's for you is for you. And if you're a black woman and you're meant to be with a black man will come to you. And if you're not, he won't. That's how I see it. Like, you can't, we got to stop looking at things from the whole aspect of, like, you know, you're just taking our men.
Yeah.
No, if something is for you, it's for you, and no one can take
it. Maybe
you.
Y'all stop complaining so much. All right? How about that?
I don't know about that.
Wash some more dishes.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
I'm joking.
It's definitely like,
I mean, like, to say this. Hey, everyone, just so you all know, I was joking. I understand that came from very misogynistic place, but I'm just joking, okay?
Saying, like, I mean, it's definitely, I understand black women when they say things like that and when they feel ways about, like, you know, seeing black men with other women. But living in Taiwan, I can't feel some type of way about seeing a black guy with a Taiwanese girl because I'm in Taiwan. I'm in Taiwan, you know? That's like if I'm in Vietnam, I expect to see a black guy with a Vietnamese girl. And if he's not, it's him and his girlfriend, and they probably travel for a living.
Now, Carl,
which is super cool.
Carl, how do you feel about seeing these black women with Taiwanese men? I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm mad. I mean, mad as hell. So mad. I'm like, damn. I'm not gonna front. I'm not gonna sit there and say I don't feel a certain kind of way. I'll be like, damn, he beat me to it. But then that'd be about it. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll see you in 2 months.
No, I think similar to what Jennifer said, I think it's good. The more interracial relationships that we have in other parts of the world, the better. But I always hope that whenever somebody's in any kind of relationship, no matter what their race is that it's a productive and proactive one, and it's not a level of dominance from one side or the other. Right?
Absolutely.
Don't you think that too much intermingling is going to mess up the DNA pool and just make a bunch of...
But let me just give you an example, though. I have, like, this one Nigerian guy that I know. And again, like, he's the guy who comes in and out, whatever.
Ooh,
like,
we met... Sexual.
No, I mean, we met one time, right?
Hello.
But then, like, I was in Taipei at the time, and I actually didn't even tell him, but I went to this club that's, like, really popular for Africans. You know, I think it's called 1,000.
Oh, 1,001 Nights.
1,001 Nights. Ran into him, and no lie, he looked way better in person. Like, I didn't think he was really going to look that good. Like, he was, like, one of the best-looking Africans, like, I really, like, swiped right with. Like, no, like skin, teeth, everything was really nice.
You got to tell us the name.
So that's the guy who teaches English, and he like sells cars back to Nigeria. He buys cars and sells them back.
I know who it is.
And then no, a couple of them do that. Works like
it's only
at
one
factories
person.
Every once in a while.
It's only one person.
No,
only one. I know who this is.
But anyways,
I'm gonna tag him in this podcast.
No. So basically, like, I remember, like, he was dating this girl, and when I met him, he was like, oh, but she moved to the Philippines because she was Taiwanese. She got a job, and she moved to the Philippines. And I'm thinking, well, how are y'all still together? He's like, well, we are, but we're really not. Like, she just left, and she's dating this guy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, she dated this guy, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, But then I realized, like, he was never going to marry her. He was never serious about her because it was a way to get into Taiwan.
Right.
You feel me? Through the woman. So it's just like, okay, let me date a Taiwanese girl. Let me figure it. And I totally get the game. And again, I totally get the game. No knock to the game at all. Because this is another country. You got to do what you got to do. Right? Right? And it's not like other people don't do that in Africa. Like, hello. Like, we talked about Tanzania. So, like I said...
From Tanzania.
No, he's not.
We're taking notes.
Then I realized, like, he was, like, so ready to start talking to me. And just, like, he was like, well, no, I talked to her and it's over. Like, it's like, you were with her for that long and it meant nothing.
He was trying to get
like,
that passport.
And it just, like, goes to show you that's, like, he was never going to settle down with her because she's not... He probably would settle down with somebody black. And it was just like, well, I'm in Taiwan. And I think a lot of African men here do that. And I think I think more African men do that than white men. I think more white men probably settle down with the Taiwanese women or actually marry them. I think a lot of Africans, because like I said, they're still connected to their country. They want to go back. And they do, you know, some of them do really want to go back and help. and they want to go back to their country and be great. You know, they don't want to just stay here because they're forever a unicorn. They want to go back to where they're not a unicorn, where they're seeing their people eating their food, you know, doing what they want.
She can't make jollof rice. She ain't
exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just feel like just be open-minded. If you're coming to Taiwan, you have to be open-minded, you know? And another thing, too, is, like, you could even meet a Taiwanese guy. Like, honestly, my ideal Taiwanese guy would be a Taiwanese-American from, like, the Bay. That's living out here. Because, like, they're like black people. I mean, honestly, like, if anybody has ever been to the Bay, right, in San Francisco. No, they do. If anybody has ever been to the Bay in San Francisco, the Oakland, that's the most diverse city ever in life. A lot of those Asian people up there are Japanese and Taiwanese, and they are super urban. Like, they've been living around black people their whole life. Mm-hmm. They are some of the best people in the whole wide world. And when they come to Taiwan, like, you can even tell on the apps that they're not from Taiwan. Like, mm-hmm. you could tell they're American. Like, it's so obvious. And they're super cool and super down. And you don't got to explain nothing to them because they grew up with the Black Panthers. I mean, they learned through us in Oakland about the trouble.
All niggas you be talking to. I'm just saying.
That would be like my ideal Taiwanese guy because he's like American but he still speaks Chinese. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would want somebody like that. Like, somebody that even if I want to go back to, because I'm from California, that we could both go back. Like, I would totally date a guy like that. And there's a big Taiwanese population in San Francisco. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Is it?
Yeah, there is. And mm-hmm. Japanese. Yeah, there is. Bigger than Chinese, actually. But yeah, so yeah, I would be open to it. It would just have to be the right guy, though. But honestly, I do want to marry someone that's like me, though.
Like, do you like?
Yeah.
Tall or?
No, that looks like me. Like, I want to marry someone that looks
like.
No, y'all might not be able to see this podcast, but I mean, I'm just Jennifer saying, and I like, look very similar.
No, shut up. No, I'm just saying. If I had my ultimate choice, I would marry somebody who. I want to have kids that look like me. I don't want to have to
look like the same height.
Anyway, but they might be a little bit
both lighter, universal shades of brown.
Yeah, but I want to have kids look like me. I don't want to have
just saying
kids that look all.
But if our jeans got holes in.
What? We could be family. We're both. I have family from St. Louis.
Oh, and there we go. Friend zone.
From the loop. Well, thank you guys. I think this is a lot of good, helpful information about the dating culture here in Taiwan. I want to thank you guys so very much for sharing once again.
Nigga, why are you over here with this quiet storm voice, G? I'm
really, really, really thankful for having you guys. Being a part of the podcast.
The quiet storm.
I think we need a part 3 and a part 4, whichever. There's so much more for us to share. But also, there's so little time in the day, and we got to go to work tomorrow.
We do have to go to work. You just hit me in the head.
As always, thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Carl.
I'm Patrick.
And we are CP Travels.
Woo!
Till next time.